With an estimated 300 million Facebook users, India is the world's largest market for social media. In the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal that had company founder Mark Zuckerberg hauled before a US Senate inquiry, Facebook India have announced a new series of regulations to help combat fake news on the website's Indian platform. Max Tillman investigates whether Facebook's conscious decision to stem the flow of fake news and third-party intervention is capable of working in the world's largest democracy.
With an estimated 500 million internet users, India has become the latest yardstick by which the world measures Facebook's role in democracy. On Thursday, the social media giant announced plans to toughen up the rules governing political advertisements in India as the world's largest democracy heads for a general election due any time before May this year. With an estimated 130 million first-time voters taking to the polls, social media has become the primary platform for young Indians to voice their concerns over the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party. Professor Craig Jeffries, director of the Australia-India Institute and professor of geography at the University of Melbourne. He sees employment as the primary issue young voters will decide on.
Well, there's two really important issues, I think, for young people. One is the issue of unemployment, including unemployment among educated youth in India. This has become a really key electoral point of contention between the Bharatiya Janata Party, the ruling party, and various opposition parties, particularly the Congress. Unemployment in India has been a problem for a very long time. So there's been an issue for a very long time of a mismatch between the educational qualifications that people are receiving, as well as the ambitions that they have in terms of employment, and the social reality of very slow employment generation in India.
Despite being the world's largest democracy, an historic lack of diverse voices and opinions has plagued India's political discourse. But with internet access available to 500 million Indian citizens, social media has become the most accessible medium for everyday people to discuss and debate the issues that matter to them.
Social media has become increasingly important in terms of both the elections and also in terms of politics much more broadly. So politics with a small p, how people mobilise politically around issues like corruption or issues related to social and civic life in India.
As Facebook's new rules and regulations strive to curb its election interference, the political landscape of social media is fraught with danger. The deep partisan ties within India that fall between matters of race, caste and geographic location are a breeding ground for misinformation, according to Professor Jeffrey.
Politicians from all parties are using Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but also WhatsApp a great deal to stay in touch with their followers and the public more broadly. But some of it is also around circulating quite potent political messages. And that's where I think one starts to get into the fake news territory.
Under the new regulations, Facebook users in India will see political advertisements with published and paid by disclaimers. Users will be able to access a library that allows them to search and find out more about political advertisements, such as how much is spent on them and the demographics of advertising views, Facebook said. Dr. Nicholas Carrer is the deputy head of the School of Communications and Arts at the University of Queensland. He identifies one of the largest issues to arise from India's election as a question of who will control the political narrative.
I think the big issue, fake news in a couple of ways speaks to these kind of anxieties with not being able to control the narrative. And it's like, well, who's not able to control it? Well, once upon a time in an election, the political parties and the establishment media could more or less work together to control the narrative of an election. They can't do that on these platforms at all, really. The basic problem is not having a clear narrative about what's going on and not having a clear way of being able to kind of test what I'm being told against other verifiable sources.
To Dr. Carrer, if Facebook's track record is anything to go by, the real question is whether the social media platform is capable of policing the news feeds of over 300 million of its users.
There are groups that want to kind of, you know, as the term goes, weaponize Facebook. And then within that society, there aren't really other mechanisms to kind of act as a check or a brake on that. The kind of role that Facebook has played in the kind of ethnic violence in Myanmar and the inability of Facebook to monitor and control and respond to that, it's really dangerous.
Dr. Nicholas Carrer, Deputy Head of the School of Communication and Arts at the University of Queensland, finishing that report by Max